Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, I will to read my presentation because my English is not very good. I would like to say that the title of my presentation is Phytohormonal Regulation of Gases Exchange and Water Use Efficiency in Beta Vulgaris During Water Stress. The prognosis of the global climate change on the Earth expect the increase of carbon dioxide concentration, natural global warming, and the aridization of environment with consequences for the agricultural production. Physiological responses at the level of stomata, which regulate the output of water as well as intake of carbon dioxide, are very important to ensure good balance between water intake throughout roots and water output throughout leaves. Much attention is devoted to the effect of growth regulators on the regulation of water management of plants. In a number of agricultural crops, including sugar beet and maize also, the effect of abscisic acid on the closing of stomata and the effect of cytokinins on the opening of stomata was proved. What is the aim of my presentation? The first question, how the water stress limits the parameters of gases exchange, photosynthesis rate and transpiration rate, and water use efficiency of sugar beet as C3 plants and maize as C4 plants? And second question, how abscisic acid and cytokinin benzylaminopurin influence these gas exchange parameters if they are applied as late as during a deepening of soil drought. For the experiment in controlled conditions in greenhouse, we use the young sugar beet plants variety TACT and young maize plants variety Anjou 245. The experiment had the 6 variants with 4 repetitions. First, there are plants control. Second variant, there are plants stressed by drought. And others variants were plants stressed by drought. And 3 days after interruption of irrigation, was applied or abscisic acid, or various concentration of benzylaminopurin, or abscisic acid and benzylaminopurin common. The growth regulators were applied as foliar spraying, and the responses of the plants to stress by drought we identify by measurement the relative water contents in leaves, the photosynthesis rate, the transpiration rate, and the water use efficiency. The immediate reactions on the applications of the growth regulators we detected in the period 24 hours after applications, and the longer range trends were detected in the period 3 to 9 days after applications of the growth regulators. The young plants of sugar beet and maize plants exposed to gradual drying up of soil substrate had a higher relative water contents during all time of experiment. The relative water contents in plants stressed by drought moved between 82% and 89% in sugar beet and between 84% and 89% in maize. These results are not statistically different from the levels of relative water content in non-stressed plants in sugar beet and maize. However, we can see that the stomata limitation of gas exchange parameters, rate of photosynthesis and rate of transpiration in these plants stressed by drought. For instance, in this picture, we can see the effect of drying up, on the photosynthesis in sugar beet. there were observed a statistically significant decreases of the photosynthesis rate in the plants stressed by droughts. The application of abscisic acid on a leaf very strongly decreased of rate of photosynthesis shortly after application. That is because abscisic acid closes stomata and consequently it slows down the progress of water stress in the treated plants. This is why the plants achieved a higher photosynthesis rate at a later stage of water stress. The highest photosynthesis rate was achieved by the plants treated by benzyl aminopurine. The application of benzyl aminopurine opened stomata and increased the rates of photosynthesis. And in variant 6, the application benzyl aminopurine common with abscisic acid reduced or cancelled the effect of abscisic acid on closing of stomata. In other picture, we can see that drought and applications of the growth regulators have a very similar effect on transpiration like on photosynthesis rate. Also were observed very strong and statistically significant decrease of the transpiration rate in the plant stressed by drought, more decrease of the transpiration after application of abscisic acid, and increase of the transpiration rate after application of benzyl aminopurine in plants stressed by drought. In previous pictures, we could see that water stress reduced the photosynthesis rate and the transpiration rate in the sugar beet. However, the plants achieved a much better water management. Their water use efficiency was higher than that of the plants growing under normal soil moisture conditions. The abscisic acid decreased the level of water use efficiency shortly after application of these phytohormones. But abscisic acid application very strongly decreased the transpiration rate and consequently it slowed down the progress of water stress in the treated plants. This is why the plants achieved a higher photosynthesis rate at a later stage of water stress with virtually the same water use efficiency like the plants stressed by drought but not treated by ABA. Abscisic acid. We can see also that the use concentration of 1 micromole benzyl aminopurine was also the best alternative on the part of the water use efficiency. The experiment confirmed the importance of choosing the right concentration of the substance. With a higher concentration of benzyl aminopurine, the higher photosynthesis rate was accompanied with higher transpiration. This significantly deteriorated water use efficiency. In other picture, we can see the effect of drought and abscisic acid and benzyl aminopurine applications on the maize plants. There were observed a statistically significant decrease of the photosynthesis and transpiration rate in the maize plants stressed by droughts in variant 2 in comparison with the non-stressed plants in variant 1. But the effect of drought stress was less than in sugar beet plants. The application of abscisic acid on leaves closes stomata and decreases the rate of photosynthesis. This effect was stronger shortly after application than in the period from 3 to 9 days after application. The application of benzyl aminopurine increases the rate of photosynthesis of maize plants in comparison with stressed non-treated plants, but only higher concentration has a significant effect. In this picture, we can see that drought and the application of the growth regulators, abscisic acid and benzyl aminopurine, have a very similar effect on transpiration of maize like on photosynthesis rate of these plants. There were observed significant decrease of the transpiration rate in the plants stressed by drought during all time of the experiment. However, we also observed more decrease of the transpiration rate in maize plants stressed by drought shortly after application of abscisic acid. The effect of benzyl aminopurine application on the transpiration rate of maize was statistically non-significant. Accepted low concentration benzyl aminopurine in the period 3 to 9 days after application when transpiration was significantly lower than in stressed plants. In other picture, we can see that water use efficiency in plants of maize stressed by drought was approximately the same or lower in comparison with the non-stressed plants. The statistically non-significant improvement of water use efficiency was occurred after the applications of ABA, abscisic acid. The application of both concentration of benzyl aminopurine on plants stressed by droughts resulted throughout the monitored period in improved level of water use efficiency in comparison with the stressed plants not treated by benzyl aminopurine. This variants 4 and variants 5 here. When the stronger concentration of benzyl aminopurine and abscisic acid were applied common, it's variant 6, photosynthesis and transpiration increased in comparison with stress plants not treated by growth regulators, but water use efficiency didn't improve. And conclusions. Maize as C4 plant had a higher level of photosynthesis rate and water use efficiency than sugar beet as C3 plants during normal conditions and during stress by drought also. Second, the sugar beet plants in drought conditions strongly and significantly improved water use efficiency. The abscisic acid application very quickly and strongly decreased rate of photosynthesis and transpiration shortly after application. That is because abscisic acid closes stomata and consequently it slowed down the progress of water stress in the treated plants. And the effect of benzyl aminopurine application on opening of stomata during water stress and increasing of photosynthesis and transpiration rate was stronger in sugar beet plants than in maize plants. The lower concentration of benzyl aminopurine was better from the view of water use efficiency. And thank you for your attention. Excuse me, how much?
How much liquid, how much spray?
How much spray? It was about, I don't exactly on 1 meter, but one on hectare, it was spraying about 700 liters per hectare.
So to run off, probably.
Excuse me?
Maybe to run off?
Spray to leaf.
So much that the water, the liquid, ran down the plant. Did you spray till the plant was dripping wet?
No, it was.
Okay. About 700.
Yes, per car. It was water. Yes. Yes, water solution, yes.
No pH adjustment, just water solution.
Water solution, pH, it was I think no based pH.
Thank you. Thank you.